Let's talk about wine. This weekend is the Cave Ouverte event in Vaud. And I want to talk to Laura Paco. She's taking over the Domaine La Colombe in Féchy. It's a family estate. La Colombe means dove, and it's been in her family for generations. So she's grown up around the vineyards and certainly done a few of these Cave Ouverte events over the years. I asked her, first of all, to explain how the Cave Ouverte event this weekend will work. Here's Laura from the Domaine La Colombe.
Alors, les caves ouvertes, this is the open cellar, and it's a great opportunity to discover the local terroir and meet the producers. So each year, between May and the beginning of June, each weekend, a Swiss wine region opens their door, and then you have the opportunity to taste several wines. So many would not be possible at home. Each producer will serve you a few different wines, and it's great to understand the differences between the wine, thank you to the explanation and philosophy of each winemakers. So you just get in the cellar, and or you can go on the website Cave Ouverte Vaudoise, and you can buy tickets. And after, you will have all the cellar entries. You will be welcome.
What's it like for you? Do you ever get feedback from people? Because I imagine normally you sell the wine and off it goes, and you don't get to see people enjoy it so much.
Yeah, it is true. It is wine represents really the culture here, but it's also the conviviality. And it's really a day where we can share a lot with people. And but for example, in our estate, La Colombe, we work biodynamically. So it is like the organic culture, but added with some homeopathic preparation, something like that. And very important for us is a living soil, and it's essential for the healthy plants. But we are also very sensitive to the different planets, especially the moon. So if you come to visit us, we can discuss more about that. And most important, we can taste some wine to to make it concrete and compare some single vineyards and to see the influence of the soils and maybe to show you some example, concrete example.
We hear a lot about, oh, it was a good year, oh, it was a bad year. What has this year been like so far? What was last year like? Tell us about some of the very recent years and what they've been like for the winemakers of Vaud.
Well, for the winemaker, every year is a good year because after we have to sell the wine. No, but to be real, you have heard last year was very difficult. It was a lot of work. So we start now to sell the 2021 vintage. It was a lot of rain. So when it's rain and when it's hot, it makes some disease, mushroom disease. And so we had to fight against those diseases. So it was a lot of work. We have to cut the grass on the soil to have less humidity, for example. And it was really a lot of work. But in the end, in the cellar for the vinification, it was great because it's a fresh vintage, so not too much sugar, nice structure, nice acidity. And we are very, very happy about the results of the last year. And for the 22, it's a good start. Very, very hot. Huh? And it will soon is the flower ready. When the flower starts, we count 100 days before the harvest. So we can already say the 22 harvest will be very early, probably beginning of September.
Well, I hope it's a good year, and I hope it's an easier one than last year.
Yes, last year was a small quantity because of the weather. So we hope the year continue like that. This year, we just would like to have a little bit rain, a bit water.
When it comes to, once again, Cave Ouverte, this event taking place on this, the first weekend of June. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we're there already. How do people find you if they would like to visit the Domaine La Colombe in Féchy? Where do they find you?
You can check on the website Cave Ouverte Vaudoise, and you will find all the cellars that are participating. There are a lot, but if you come to Féchy, we are also more than 10 winemakers, so you can also just choose one village and just get around a few different cellars. We are just under the Auberge Communale in Féchy, so easy to combine.
Perfect. And there's still the transport that will be going around between the vineyards.
Yes, it is true. It is true. Included in the tickets, if you buy the tickets on the internet, the mobility ticket is included, which is a great thing. So you can have a glass of wine and be quiet with that.
And relax when it comes to
and
public
relax.
Transport and getting between one and the other. So transport info included in that ticket. Great. I want to say a huge thanks. Laura, thanks so much for telling us about the Domaine La Colombe in Féchy. Make sure you check it out.
Yes, I look forward to seeing you all for the Cave Ouverte Vaudoise.
So there we go. You can buy your ticket online at mescaveouverte.ch. You can find a banner on the WRS website today and click through as well. It's 40 francs and it includes a bracelet that gives you access to nearly 300 cellars spread all over the Vaud wine regions like Lavaux, La Côte, Chablais, Côte de l'Orbe, Bonvillain and Vuilly. It also includes a gift voucher of 20 francs, which is usable in the cellar of your choice for the purchase of 6 or more bottles. And it also includes any public transport, as Laura was saying there, included throughout the Vaud territoire. You can use it across the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. Enjoy the Cave Ouverte in Vaud this weekend. And if you want to get into the competition with me this morning, all you need to do is send me in the word cheers. You'll go into the draw for 2 passes for the full weekend. Send in cheers now to studio@worldradio.ch.